Dayton has an eclectic population of independent fashion designers and craftspeople. Today on Culture Couch, Community Voices producer Renee Wild introduces two local independent business owners who are carving out a niche for themselves with the support of each other and their local community.
It's the start of the work week, and at local designer and indie business owner Tracy McElfrish's house in Kettering, that means one thing.
We are having Crafty Monday. I am making an Insta dress, and LaWanda is making some of her art bags.
Usually she and I try to get together, and you know, maybe another person too that wants to come over on Mondays and sew and, you know, just work on their craft.
Every Monday for the past 4 years, Tracy hosts an informal sewing party at her house. And today, she and fellow designer LaWanda Stonerock are gathered in the small kitchen for coffee before gearing up to have some fun working on their personal sewing projects. There's an ironing board set up in the kitchen, and the table is piled with fabric, patterns, and three sewing machines. Tracy and LaWanda are part of a small local community of independent craftspeople and designers. They met through a group called Handmade Dayton.
And then it was a group for people that had Etsy shop that were online. It was the first, like, huge handmade market.
And I started seeing what she was doing, and I got more inspired by that. So that's, you know, kind of where I started out, was just getting inspired by some of the other local artists.
Tracy's been an integral part of the local craft scene in Dayton. In addition to making about 65 dresses a year, Tracy teaches sewing classes throughout the community, makes vintage-era costumes for the historic Carillon Park, and serves on the Kettering Arts Council. Her mom got her hooked on sewing at a young age.
My family is originally from Puerto Rico. My grandmother came here in 1963, and she worked in the sweatshop sewing in the garment district of New York City. And she taught my mom to sew, and then my mom taught me to sew.
2017 is gearing up to be a big year for Tracy. She and her former business partner closed their four-year-old sewing and vintage fabric shop in the Oregon district called Sew Dayton. And now she's focusing on her new business, Tracy's Sewing Studio. Creating custom designs is one of her favorite things.
It can be very interesting. So sometimes it's custom wedding, if they want something vintage inspired or they want something themed. My favorite are the cosplay people. They're a lot of fun to work with.
What's cosplay?
Cosplay is kind of a new movement where people dress up as characters. And then they all meet and hang out in their characters and do photographs and things like that.
2017 is also a big year for LaWanda. She just quit her job to focus full-time on her line of messenger bags, wristlets, and beaded necklaces.
I started really getting into this about 6 years ago. I did work for a retail place for 16 years, and I sewed at that time too, but something was missing. You know, I needed that creativity. I really wanted to do this full-time. I had cancer in 2013, so after I got through that, I thought, okay, it's time, LaWanda.
An essential part of LaWanda's cancer recovery was listening to her favorite band, Guided by Voices. So LaWanda was thrilled that she's going to be making custom record bags for the band.
I met a non-dairy creamer explicitly laid out like a fruitcake.
The first couple of months were really scary. I'm grateful, you know, for every day that I can do this. So this year is going to be my year. So right now I have 46 items in stock, and I'm building every day.
Tracy and LaWanda both say that being involved with other artists in the local design community is the key to success.
Mary Catherine Burnside has a show twice a year called Clash, the Clash Fashion Show, and I've met a lot of designers through there, and a lot of people that design, if they're just getting into designing, it's a good way for them to meet other designers and build their skills. I also have a group called the Dressmaker Meetup. We meet every 4 months. It's gender-friendly, male and female, any skill level, and the best way to increase your knowledge of how to make something is to surround yourself with people that are doing it.
You can inspire them, and you know, it just spreads from there, and we love what we do.
Tracy McElfrish will be one of the featured demonstrators at the upcoming CraftyCon in the Yellow Cab building in Dayton on April 7th. You can find LaWanda Stonerock's custom design bags locally at Urban Handmade in Yellow Springs, which features over 65 local designers. For WYSO's Culture Couch, I'm Community Voices reporter Renee Wild.
To see photos of Tracy and LaWanda's projects, go to our website at wyso.org. Culture Couch is our occasional series on arts and culture, made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.